To go out and initiate acts of aggression indiscriminately against whites. But I do believe that the black man in the United States and any human being anywhere is well within his right to do whatever is necessary by any means necessary to protect his life and property, especially in a country where the federal government itself has proven that it is either unable or unwilling to protect the lives and property of those human beings.
So that's what white people always do. Even back in the time of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, they will turn around and they will say, you hate white people and you teach hate. Okay, well, because why? They were standing up, Malcolm X was, and the leaders back then, they were standing up against oppression, against injustice. And they was pointing at the white man for all the evil that he done. And some, you had the liberals as, oh, you hate white people. You know, you hate white people. When you speak like that, you speak in hate.
It's reverse psychology.
Right. It's reverse psychology, and it's what he call it again?
White guilt.
White guilt.
Or they call it white fragility. That's
right.
What it means. Whenever you would bring up the evil, what they do, it's called, they're fragile. They you hate me.
Mm-hmm.
They throw that. It's like a smoke screen, like a red herring. They throw it out there. Oh, hate! Meanwhile, they're dropping bombs on people, killing genocide over there in Israel. Hate! You hate us! Nah, it's like a reverse psychology.
You anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic. They call Malcolm the same thing. Anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Same thing. They call Farrakhan anti-Semitic. They call Malcolm anti-Semitic. The same thing. It's the same thing. So if Carmichael or Kwame Ture, same thing. It's reverse psychology.
Uh-huh. So play 17, and I'll just play some videos. I'll run through a couple of videos real quick, and then I'm going to just go into... I'll just read one scripture. I'm going to keep you all here.
The descendants of colonizers are getting mad for being called the colonizer while descendants of slaves are still being treated like slaves. They say things like, I wasn't there, you can't blame me for the sins of my ancestors, I had nothing to do with slavery. White people want to dissociate from all the cruelty of their ancestors apart from the part where they rip off the benefits of systemic racism standards set by their ancestors. They are still upholding the laws their ancestors lived by, still hiding the stolen gold and history of Africa, while slave descendants are still locked up.
They still got all the stolen gold. Keep playing.
Prison doors, others getting shot aimlessly on the street. Slavery never ended. The name just got changed into capitalism. Then you tell the Negro to forgive and forget, yet no apologies are being made. So forgive what? All systems of oppression are still up and running. So no, the colonizer is not sorry. They're just uncomfortable because they'd rather we shut up.
Right, that's it. They are just uncomfortable because they want us to shut up. But God tell us to reveal them, brothers. And we ain't going to shut up. Let me get Micah 2 and 6. Micah 2 and 6. Get that and read that for me. Now, as I tell you, these people hate us. God says they hate us and they envy us. Okay? Read that for me.
The book of Micah, chapter 2 and verse 6.
This is what white people say. Read.
Prophesy ye not. Say they to them that prophesy.
They don't want us to prophesy. They say, prophesy unto us not. Say they to them that prophesy. Remember, when we prophesying, that's what also? That's the testimonies of the Lord. You understand? So they say what? Read it again.
Prophesy ye not. Say to them that prophesy. They shall not prophesy to them. That they shall not take shame.
Because they don't want to take shame. They don't want to feel uncomfortable. You understand? This was talking about what people back then, but it's the same thing applied to Esau. Esau don't want to feel uncomfortable, so he said, don't prophesy unto me. I don't want to take shame. I don't want to feel bad for what I did. But I want you all to listen to, when his son said, these people hate us, play some of that video right there, 18. I'm going to jump through some things real quick, play 18.
Way it has been, it's the history of the South, is because we've been brought up like this, we have been taught like this, and we teach our children like this, and they'll teach their children like that. I think it is a matter that has been history all down through the years and will remain history. The Negro is not a part of my family. As a result, I don't elect to have him sit and eat with me.
Remember what God says, because the hatred they got against us. Yo, we ain't never talked like that to them. You understand? Scripture says a perpetual, meaning it never stop. Meaning history. Remember what he says? He was taught like this. His children is taught. And he taught his children. Guess what? His children is around today. And his children had children. And they taught their children, niggas ain't no good. And blah, blah, blah. You know? Keep playing.
As a result, I don't like to have him belong to a club that I may belong to. I don't elect to be.
For Judge Obar, as for most Southern whites, out of the past has come a
The KKK was judges and, yep, keep playing.
Philosophy he calls the Southern way of life. The Negro and his place is at the heart of it.
I've also heard a number of times that the colored and the white were not equal under the law. That's true.
And for you old people out there, anyways, let me see the next video real quick. He said, yeah, that's true. You all ain't equal under the law. You know, a lot of you all think the civil rights gave you rights. No, they taking back all them rights. No, this is how it, yeah, play that for me. Let me just jump to one of them, a couple of them videos real quick, man.
She was 6 years old. She wore a white dress and white ribbons in her hair. She carried a small school bag.
This was 60 years
And
ago.
On November 14th, 1960, she walked through a crowd of hundreds of screaming adults
who wanted her dead. They wanted her dead. That's the hatred. Just because she went to school. Y'all understand? Keep playing.
Her name was Ruby Bridges, and she was the first black child to integrate William France Elementary School in New Orleans. Federal marshals had to escort her.
No, let me show you how evil white people is. They wanted to kill that little six-year-old girl. It was so bad that federal marshals, laws had to be put in place, and federal marshals had to be with that little girl for a year. You all understand?
What?
That's how evil these white people is. And then they turning around, and when we mention stuff like this, oh, you hate me. No, that's your history. Guess what? You're going to pay for this hatred that you got against us. That's what God says. Keep playing.
Soldiers, not police, federal marshals. Because the hatred outside those school gates was that violent. Inside, only one teacher would accept her in their class. Every white parent pulled their child out. Ruby sat alone in that classroom for an entire year. 6 years old. Alone, every single day. She never missed a day. She walked back through that crowd every morning for an entire school year. A six-year-old girl changed America.
You all understand what they're trying to take away. Y'all know that, I hope y'all understand. God says these people hate us. We don't hate them, but God says they got a perpetual hatred towards us. And you talking about, we be hearing that you hate white people. What the hell you talking about? You know? We don't hate white people, but God, there is judgment that is written in this book for what white people have done and is doing on this earth. And we're going to read these things. And we're going to let him hear these things. And we're going to bring up these things. And in us teaching these things, guess what, brothers? It's going to get some of us killed and put in prison. You all understand? Okay, so next, let me see what else I got there. I just be getting a lot of videos. I just be going through all my videos, and it's like just crazy videos I be having. But yeah, play that. I want vengeance, man. That's why I tell you all. You know, you'll be coming around, man, with some reparation thing, you know? Yeah. Play that video, man.
In June 1960, the Congo gained independence from Belgium. 23 days later, they elected their first prime minister. His name was Patrice Lumumba. Within 2 months, the United States had ordered him killed. Lumumba was 35 years old. A self-taught political leader who stood before his nation on Independence Day and said directly to the Belgian king sitting in the room that colonialism was humiliation, that it was over. The West never forgave him for it.
So this, he stood up against the Belgian king to his face. And he said, colonialism is over. You all understand? And they had him killed. They worked with the 2 months later. He was, and he said, it was shameful what you all did to my people. That shit is over. And what they did, 2 months later, the CIA and Belgium had him killed. And guess what? They put him in acid. Only thing was left, and only thing was left was his gold tooth. Think God didn't see that? You think God didn't see that? Guess what? The Congo is the best over there. Got so much resources. You all think the white men stopped stealing? No, they still stealing all them resources in the Congo till this day. You feel what I'm saying? So they murdered this brother right here. They murdered him. You understand? You think God and saw that? And you all talking about, forgive him.
These are all, because he's considered a black nationalist too. Anyone considered a Pan-Africanist or a black nationalist. Christ was the best of us, but he was one of them too. Kwame Nkrumah is another one. Patrice Lumumba is another one. There's a number of them that were killed. Can y'all name a white leader that was killed by a black man for loving his people? I can't either.
Yep. Let's see. Finish that video.
President Eisenhower personally authorized his assassination. The CYA station chief in Leopoldville received the order. He procured poison, intended for Lumumba's food or toothpaste. This is in the official United States congressional record.
So they not got this in their record. In Congress record. How they try. You understand what I'm saying? They gonna pay for this, man.
Theory. The receipts exist. Before the CIA could act, Belgian intelligence helped his political rivals arrest him. He was beaten during his arrest, beaten on the plane, beaten on arrival. On January 17, 1961, he was shot by a firing squad in Katanga province. Then his body was dissolved in sulfuric acid, so no burial site could become a memorial. He was 35 years old, prime minister for less than 3 months. Belgium acknowledged their role in 2002. No one was prosecuted.
So they acknowledged their role. You could take that down. I don't want to go too long. So they acknowledged their role and nobody was persecuted. Nobody was persecuted for that, man. Y'all understand? Now, play 26 real quick. I want you all to listen to this. And the rest of them videos I'm going to bring out another time. This is the hatred they got towards us. I ain't gonna play the whole thing, just the beginning. I think it's Wisdom of Solomon 5. I'm gonna close it with that right there. I'll close it off with that right there. So play that for me.
Say 10 or 20 families moved into Cicero, which is a town of 70,000.
They'd get killed.
This clip is from a 1966 CBS documentary called Black Power, White Backlash, hosted by Mike Wallace. This part
now, go
is
from
in the town.
Beginning, man. Come on, man. This was the beginning.
If, let's say, 10 or 20 families moved into Cicero, which is a town of 70,000.
They'd get killed.
This clip is from a 1966 CBS documentary called Black Power.
Jump forward. I won't want to go back to him again. Jump forward. Yeah, go back to him. Yeah.
I don't trust any of them.
There are many good colors, but there's the ones that are going to march I don't like and I can't stand. I got no use for.
And when your church
okay, so
tells
basically,
you
he
human
said,
rights...
Any Negroes they get, you... got, he said, we're going to kill them. He said, what if Negroes is it, they get caught over in your community? He said, we'll kill them. I said, damn, these people got serious hatred towards us. Okay, so take that down so that didn't play. Okay, so let me get that. I'm going to close it off with Wisdom of Solomon. Let me close it off there.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5 and verse 1.
So these people talking about, why you hate white people? Ask the animals that. Go ask animals why they hate white people. You know what I mean? Yo, read that for me. Wisdom of Solomon 5.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5 and verse 1.
Let's read on.
Then shall a righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him.
Brothers, you all hear that? You all have to stand with great boldness in the face of all of them that afflicted us, man. You all understand? Afflicted us, how enslaved us. Our job is, yo, brother, don't be on no Mickey Mouse thing, brethren. Don't be moving like you got to stand with great boldness in the face of these people that afflict
you.
That's
right.
Don't be afraid to speak the word of God. Don't be afraid when they want to put that label on you because you speak in truth. They saying, yo, he hate. No. You don't get me with that. You can't confuse me with that. You can't mess with my head. Them Jedi mind tricks should not work on us. Read on.
Then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness.
So we are to stand, brothers, in great boldness. The righteous is bold like a lion. I tell you, brothers, you all are not to be afraid of no man or nothing. You all understand? Keep on reading.
Before the face of such as have afflicted him.
And in the face of the white man, that's who afflicted us. Read on.
And made no account of his labors.
And he gave no account of our labors. Read on.
When they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear.
God says that they gonna be troubled with terrible fear. Guess what? That's what they start seeing. Okay, that's what they start seeing. God says that they will be troubled with terrible fear. God's spirit is going to rise upon thousands of you brothers. Y'all understand? Thousands of you brothers, the spirit of God going to come on you.
That's right.
Y'all understand? And you are going to prophesy and teach that says the Lord with much boldness. Keep on reading.
And shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation.
And they gonna be what?
Amazed.
They gonna be amazed of the what?
At the strangeness
of the strange. The strangeness of his salvation. So the righteous man's salvation to everyone else, that when people see it, when it happened, they're gonna say that's strange. You understand? Why is it strange? Keep on reading.
So far beyond all that they looked for.
Because they are not looking for that. What are they not looking for? They not looking for a black man to come down from the sky. They not looking for what they call so-called UFOs beaming black people up. They not looking for that. So when it happened to them, it gonna be strange. Damn, that's salvation. That's Jesus Christ. They gonna know it's him. Seeing black people being beamed up in the sky. You feel what I'm saying? It says they gonna be amazed of the strangeness of his salvation. All beyond what they look for, because the world is not looking for Christ to come back like that. They think Christ coming back for hugs and kisses. You all understand? Read on. They think Christ is a white man. Keep on reading.
And they repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit.
What is this saying?
Shall say within themselves.
They shall say within themselves. Read that again.
And they repenting.
And they what?
Repenting.
So when that destruction taking place and they see the righteous man being delivered, it says they gonna be repent, meaning they gonna be feeling sorry within themselves. They gonna say, damn, we was wrong. They gonna be repenting within themselves. They say, we was wrong. Everything them Israelites was teaching was the truth. Read it again.
And they repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit.
Of anguish of spirit. Them repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit, Read on.
Shall say within themselves.
They're going to say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Read on. What they're saying within themselves. Read on.
This was he whom we had sometimes in derision.
Brothers, they're going to have us in derision. When they see the righteous man stand boldly, when they see the righteous man being delivered, they're going to say, wait, that ain't that dude that we killed and say he was part of a hate group? That ain't this dude that we hang and say he was part of a cult? Ain't that sister that we used to say she in a cult? That brother that we used to say he in a cult? Y'all understand? Read it again.
And they repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit shall say within themselves, this was he whom we had in sometimes in derision.
What does the word derision mean? What does the word derision mean? Nobody knows. I don't know neither, so I'm asking y'all. I'm acting like I know, but I don't know. Derision. I read it a lot of time and I forgot what it means. Okay. So what? What derision mean? Huh?
Derision. Derision is the act of treating someone or something with contempt, scorn, or mocking laughter.
So they was laughing at us. They hated us. They was treating us. They was scorning us and mocking us. They say, you all is a hate group. You all understand? They say, you all worthless. They say, you all stupid. You all understand? So read it again.
And they, repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit, shall say within themselves.
So this is what they saying, but within themselves. You understand? When they see what's going on. When they see you, you understand? Read on.
This was he whom we had sometimes in derision.
We was making mockery of them. You know what I mean? Them Israelites is a hate group. They had us in derision. Read on.
And a proverb of reproach.
And they call us terrorists. They call us hate. I'm a hate group. They put us on their list and so forth and say we are a hate group. But keep on reading.
We fools accounted his life madness.
So them fools, they thought our life was worthless. Because we ain't got no power. All we got is the word of God. So they think that our life was worthless. But what the scripture says, read.
And his end to be without honor.
They think that our end is without honor. We just kill these niggas. These black Hebrew Israelites, we going to put them in jail and kill them. They think our life is without honor. But read on.
How is the numbered among the children of God?
They want the what? Read it again.
How is he numbered among the children of God?
This is what they going to say in where? Why are they saying this within themselves? They say, wait, how that dude is one of the children of God? He used to sell drugs. He used to do this. He used to do that. Y'all understand? How is he one of the children of God? This is what they saying. Read on.
And his lot is among the saints.
And his lot, he's one of the saints. Read on.
Therefore, have we erred from the way of truth.
So this is what they saying. Then we erred from the way of truth. We erred from the way of truth. Everybody on this planet Earth have erred from the way of truth. We are the only ones speaking the way of truth on this earth. Whether you all believe it or not. Y'all understand? All of you are being warned. Read on.
Therefore, have we erred from the way of truth.
Read on.
And the light of righteousness hath not shined unto us.
And the light of righteousness did not shine unto them. Y'all understand? This is what they're saying within themselves. We never understood the Bible. We never knew Christ. This is what they're saying. While we the salvation taking place and so forth. They're saying we never knew Christ. The light of righteousness goes back into the Son of Righteousness in Malachi 4:4. You understand? It never shine upon them. Christ never chose them. You feel what I'm saying? So this is what they say within themselves. They say, we never knew the truth. Okay, this is what they say. Read on.
And the Son of Righteousness rose not upon us.
The Son of Righteousness is Christ. They never understood Christ. Read on.
We wearied ourselves in the way of wickedness.
The way of wickedness is Christianity that our people follow. You understand? That false religion worshiping the white image of Christ. They weary, our people weary their way in Christianity, in that false religion. Read on.
We wearied ourselves in the way of wickedness.
And they weary themselves in wickedness. Like you're being lesbians, homosexuals, all these sins here in America you following. Read on.
And destruction.
Read on.
Yea, we have gone through deserts where they lay no way. But as for the way of the Lord, we have not known it.
What? Read it again.
Where they lay no way. Yea, we have gone through deserts. Where they lay no way.
Where there is no way. Read on.
But
the deserts is these churches, these false religion. Read on.
But as for the way of the Lord.
As for the way of the Lord.
We have not known it.
These Christians, they don't know it. You understand? Nobody on this earth know it except the Israelites. Hope you all understand that. I could say that with all confidence. I could say that with all confidence.
Yeah.
Read on. And you all hear it and you all going to still kill us and pull us and put us in prison. But let the Lord will be done. Keep on reading.
What hath pride profited us?
What pride profit you white people? What pride profit you Christians? You black people, the pride of this world. What does it profit you? Keep on reading.
Or what good hath riches with our vaunting brought us?
So what, all that riches, what have it brought you? In the end, it ain't gonna bring you nothing but debt and torment. Read on.
All those things are passed away like a shadow.
All them things is gone. The day is coming, brothers and sisters, where you see all them riches and all them things you see in this world, they're going to be gone. I want you all to understand. You know, to hell with them riches, to hell with your job. Those of you all that are going to school right now, make sure these kids go and learn to do things that could profit their people, man.
That's right.
Because that's the level, that's the point we coming to. God says, gather yourself together. You young children, you parents, stop having these kids just going to college for no damn reason. Your job is to see what your people need and the problems in your community. Then you go to school and learn whatever and come back and fix the problem in your community. You have to go to school and college to learn education to come back and fix and help your people. Not to get rich in this world, man. This is done. I hope you all understand. It's done. This world is done. We are living in the beginning of sorrows. That's the time we're living in. The beginning of sorrows. They taking away all our civil rights. Soon they're going to make it where you can't buy and sell. You feel what I'm saying? Soon they're going, a lot of you are going to lose your jobs. Y'all understand? So what we going to do when they cut us out of their system? What are you going to do when they say you can't go to the doctor no more? When they say you can't go to the dentist no more? When they say you can't buy and sell no more? What you going to do? You can't pay your rent? Do you got your own house? Give me your own house. Are you setting up things right now for that? I'm telling you all, it's going to get crazy. Anyway, read on. Let me close it off. What time it is? Okay, let's go. Let's go.
All those things are passed away like a shadow.
All those things is passed away like a shadow. Read on.
And as a post that hasted by.
Read on.
And as a ship that passeth over the ways of the water.
And like a ship that passeth over the ways of the water. That's how it is. Y'all understand? Read on.
Which, when it is gone by, the trace thereof cannot be found.
Read on.
Neither the pathway of the keel in the waves.
So you and all wickedness, all them riches is gone, and it's like, there's no trace of it no more. Y'all understand? Keep on reading.
Or it's when a bird hath flown through the air.
When a bird flies through the air, after a bird flies through the air.
That's what I believe.
There was no token of her way to be found.
Is no token of a way to be. What the hell I just heard there, man? Y'all better be easy in the back there. Read on.
Or as when a bird hath flown through the air, there was no token of her way to be found.
Uh-huh.
But the light air being beaten with the stroke of her wings and parted with the violent noise and motion of them is passed through. And therein afterwards, no sign where she went is to be found.
Jump to 14.
Verse 14. For the hope of the ungodly is like dust.
For the hope of the ungodly is like dust. Read on.
That is blown away.
And it's going to be blown away. Read on.
With the wind.
With the wind. Read on.
Like a thin froth that is driven away with the storm.
Read on.
Like as the smoke which is dispersed here and there with the tempest.
But this is what I want you all to understand. Read on.
It passeth away as the remembrance of a guest that tarrieth but a day.
Read on.
But the righteous.
This is what I want you all to understand. I'll close it off with this. But the righteous what?
But the righteous live forevermore.
You all hear that? But the righteous what?
But the righteous live forevermore.
If you righteous, you gonna live forevermore. The wicked gonna fade away. And all their riches gonna fade away. But those of you all that practice abstinence and do what's right and endure, you gonna live forevermore. Y'all understand? Read on.
Their reward also is with the Lord.
You gonna get your reward, man. Your reward is with who?
The Lord!
Your reward is with the Lord, brothers. Y'all understand? You all just got to endure. Endure all the wickedness. Endure all the wickedness that come at you from the white man, from Edom. You understand? Read on.
And the care of them is with the Most High.
And what?
And the care of them.
And the what?
And the care of them.
I thought you all be thinking God don't care about you, right? Y'all be thinking God don't care about you, but it says what?
And the care of them.
But and the care of us
is with the Most High.
With that, Shalom, Most High, Christ bless, man.
We are God's chosen people. We are chosen above all nations.